This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Time for our weekly Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Review. That's the Talk Radio Review that we call the Talk Radio Roundup. It's a rascally wabbit here to affect conversation about the big stories of the week from Talkers Magazine. Is Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, along with another D.C.er, Rich McFadden, who's the ops guy at Radio America, our originating network in Washington. Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, is here. And John Harper, who's at WMEL. We have all East Coasters. The arrogance of this program is beyond belief. To have all these damn East Coasters, I'm one of them, too. Well, I am, unless I'm in L.A. Next week I'll be in L.A., so I could be a West Coaster. But where are the people from the sandwich generation? That is the people in the middle of the country. We talk a lot about what goes on there, but I do think that, just as an aside before we get to the list, don't you think, especially the national discussion is somehow rather controlled by people on the coasts? And Jennifer Horn is here.
Yeah, this is Rick, and I would agree. You take a look at the ratings numbers, and that's why in the evening talk shows you have so many, you know, the liberals, the Colbert and the Kimmel and stuff like that, because they're appealing to those West and East Coasters. I will tell you, though, that I have never severed my deep roots to the Midwest. I'm proud of that. Thank you, Doug.
Good for you.
Well, we do have our in-house West Coaster here, so Jennifer's here.
Yeah. I'm representing West.
But the problem, yeah. Jensen has corn growing out of his ears. That's the holdover from the days.
I appreciate that, though. The Midwesterners are good, strong stock.
Well, Jennifer is a Midwestern. She's a transplant. Her family, though, farmers and stuff in the Midwest. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I was born and raised in L.A., and so was my dad. But my dad's family is from the Midwest. My mom's family, though, is from the South, from North Carolina.
Yeah, really? Well, there you go.
That's where my mom was born.
That's nice to know, Jennifer. Thank you. So everybody here want to do their family tree?
Let's do
Victoria?
It.
Yeah.
Hey, you're the one that said I was from the Midwest. I was correcting you because I'm not. But
you
I
do have all of your the relatives are Wisconsin dairy farmers and stuff like
hey,
that.
Hey, we'll talk about...
Where'd Jensen go? He started something and that was the end of that. All right. So, because Jennifer is here...
Something happened over here. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Jennifer is on a short leash, so I want to get to a couple of things that she has expertise in discussing. The story list this week, number 10 is... what's his face, Spicer? What's the first name? Sean, right?
Sean.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sean Spicer's on Dancing with the Stars. All right, Jennifer, take it away.
Just about that? All right.
Yeah, well,
Sean Spicer's on Dancing with the Stars, and you would think that seems okay, big deal, but a lot of people think it is. There has been a lot of backlash online. A lot of people on Twitter.
Why?
A lot of people on Twitter
because
saying
the guy
that,
worked for Trump. Why?
Right, and because
backlash.
They think that he lied to the American people.
What does that have to do with whether he can dance
exactly,
or not?
They knew exactly the response they would get. And
of course, it's for ratings. And by the way,
Tom
this year's
Bergeron,
cast is really good.
I think Tom Bergeron played it so that they would get this attention that they're getting. I think it's they're playing us all. Don't buy into it. Don't watch the stupid show.
Don't watch Dancing with the Stars.
I know Sean Spicer. He's a really nice guy. And even Karomo Brown, who was saying, he's from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. He's like, I was most interested to meet Sean Spicer, see what's going on there. And even he came out and said, wow, this guy's really nice. I mean, he just really is. He may have taken a combative tone with the media, but that doesn't make him a bad person.
All right, so John Harper, I heard you were rejected from being on the Dancing with the Stars show. Is that true?
Well, they were talking about next year. They may
consider, I see. Okay.
But I'm still trying to get the sand out of my feet here in Florida. but it seems, Doug, like every year Dancing with the Stars has had what I call a novelty act, something to start their season off to get attention. And I think they're doing it with Sean Spicer, and I see nothing wrong with it. And
but you're token Republican.
All right,
they did
but you know
Tucker
what else?
Carlson.
Okay, having said that, Richie, now all of the starch about Sarah Huckabee Sanders going to Fox, again, it's the same old diatribe from the same old tired voices. Ah, she lied to us. What has that got to do with whether she's a Fox commentator? It just, anybody who can throw any dice, any darts, anything at people, it becomes tiresome.
So,
don't you get tired of it after a while?
She can give a perspective that most people can't, and that's what they're going to use her for.
Well, but she and Spicer have the same jobs, so they can both give that perspective in a manner of speaking. Not that he's going to do it on Dancing with the Stars, but
right, so
I'm just so tired of listening to these people with the same old rants about these people. Just because they're Republicans, they work for Trump, you know what? That doesn't mean that they're discredited or that they can't live a life or make a living.
All right, well, let's get to the good stuff with Jennifer then. Since we're here on Sean Spicer, and since we're talking about good gossip, Jennifer,
yeah,
talk to me about the Overstock.com CEO stuff.
Oh, so my bizarre. God.
Do I have to listen to that again?
Yes, I'm going to do, because I'm dying to hear her take
that. Oh, my God.
The Overstock.com CEO stepped down because he's part of the deep state. And
yeah,
he,
and he didn't know it.
Clear his conscience, because it true to his heart, he's just a flag waving hippie, and he needs
this
to come.
This is just another one. This is the same kind of a story.
So great.
I'm going to go away, take a break. You can take a machine,
right,
and I'll come back
go.
In a few minutes.
So this guy from Overstock decided he was going to step down because after he admitted he was in the deep state, a lot of shares for Overstock started to fall
what
down.
What does that even mean, the deep state?
The deep state is what we
rogue
refer to in politics.
It's
like, exactly, people who are working against the will of the people, who are working
Area
against
51.
Their political opposition using a government, with a government badge in their hand, essentially.
Right.
And so this guy stepped down, and then he started going on cable news. He was on CNN, he was on Fox, he was on Fox Business, and he even cried, I think, on CNN with Chris Cuomo. And he says that he used to work for the FBI. He'd worked with them two different times, and then a third time he was approached by Peter Strzok, who is the FBI agent who had the relationship with Lisa Page and whose text messages were revealed to say he had a backup plan to get Trump out of office. Peter Strzok wanted him to have a romantic relationship with Butina, the Russian spy who we heard so much about that had that meeting with Donald Trump Jr. in Trump Tower. And so he carried on this romantic relationship. Yeah, it carried on this romantic relationship with this woman, and he said that he was reporting back to the FBI, and then he realized when he started hearing all of this and just how deep it went, and he started hearing Peter Strzok's name, that he just had to come clean because he didn't want to get caught up in all of this. I think he sounds crazy, but I also right. think all of this sounds crazy, and it's turned out to be true. And the fact, it's very hard for us to wrap our heads around the fact that the government could be working against all of us, but clearly we're going to see in
really?
The next few months that's exactly what happened. John Brennan, James Clapper, this guy was saying that he couldn't name these people. He was calling them X, Y, and Z, but there are clearly three people within the government who we're going to be hearing a lot about that have connections with this
yeah,
guy.
But let's go back to it. It's the quote-unquote deep state. I don't think... And he goes out of his way to say, this is not the FBI. This is a certain few individuals that
right.
just happen to work for the FBI or the CIA that are running this whole thing. This is not the FBI.
And that's very consistent with the reporting on this.
Jensen,
well,
did you straighten this out for your listeners this week?
Oh, hell no. No, how could you straighten this out? This is such a winding mess. But didn't he say that Jim Comey was directly involved in this somehow?
Yes.
Didn't he?
Yes.
I believe he did. So yeah. Yeah, you got Peter Strzok. Yep, yeah, Strzok. You got Comey. And are we really surprised that they're using people like
those.
This to... Yeah, and the DOJ, nobody's talking about this. Everybody's like, yeah, no comment, no comment, no comment, within the government agencies. Except that the DOJ apparently has talked to him and did say that he has knowledge of operations
oh, yeah.
that most people wouldn't have.
All right, so
he's
Victoria,
interviewed with the Attorney General.
Hey, yes. And Victoria, you get a lot of poop from Washington. What do you think of all this?
I just think it's fascinating, and I think anybody who's stupid enough to have an affair with a Russian agent is an idiot.
Yeah, I want to know how you get that job. How do I get that job? How do I get the government to pay me?
Richie, you have the right sex.
With a hot Russian girl.
With a hot Russian chick, yeah.
All right, so that takes care of that. Thank you, Jennifer, for helping us understand
and,
that.
Well,
John,
the,
I'm not
the only other interesting
that.
Point of this is that he claims that the investigation was not just about Trump. It was about
right.
Rubio.
About
it was
Marco
about Hillary.
Rubio. Yeah.
It was a whole handful. And so that this quote-unquote shadow government group was trying to get information on any candidate that they thought might end up in the hot seat.
Mm. All right, so now you've had your fill of gossip and baloney. We'll get back to the real stuff, the stories that make it, according to Talkers Magazine. That's the fodder here. Get the list of the stories and the people at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen with a point for you all to remember when it comes to looking your best. It isn't just that clothes make the man. Your teeth make the man and the lady. You got white teeth? Swell. You got ugly yellow teeth? Not so swell. Want to fix the problem? Of course you do. Well, if you got any common sense, you know that looking your best can lead to nothing but good for you. And I don't mean, again, back to the clothing. It's the teeth. When you look at somebody the first time, the first thing you look at is their smile, right? And if you got stains all over your teeth, who wants to look at that? Ugh. Don't cover them up. Fix it by getting rid of the stains through the fabulous work of the folks, Dr. Martin Ginniger and his staff, that created this all-natural concoction now known as Power Swabs. Power Swabs works in just 5 minutes to lighten up and brighten your teeth. Average of 2 shades every time you use it. It certainly is a lot cheaper than going to the dentist, I'll tell you that. You pay $600-$700, maybe more, to whiten your teeth professionally when the dentist is going to use the same stuff that you can buy from Dr. Ginniger's company at Power Swabs for a whole heck of a lot less. And you get it at half price, as a matter of fact. So do the right thing the natural way. Whiten up your teeth, and you can still enjoy coffee and tea and wine because you know you can go back to using Power Swabs at any moment. 800-208-1797 buys you in at Power Swabs. The offer not available online, only by calling 800-208-1797. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Use the DJV code, and you get it at half the retail price. Power Swabs, the natural way to whiten your teeth. 800-208-1797. Oftentimes you hear me talking on the air, lauding, referring to what Calitrin does. Not only if you're staying on the program and follow the directions will you lose the weight, but you stay with it and you keep the weight off. Isn't that really what most people want?
That's right, and that's what most people do, Doug. You know, Calitrin is different because it is drug-free. You know, it's collagen. You're born with it. You lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. No stimulants. Doesn't interact with any medications, no matter what you're taking, even if you're a heart patient, you're a diabetic, you're on blood pressure meds. And it is a product that you can stay on for life. You can get off once you've reached your goal, or you can go into maintenance.
Calitrin, the number one healthiest choice for weight loss. Buy 3 bottles, get 2 free, get 10% off the entire package and free shipping. But act now so you get on the weight program and lose the weight. Use the code DJV at toploss.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Disappointing on the people list that we don't have to deal this week, at least in the top 10, with Todd Crisley and his wife. Wow, what a shame. That was such a fabulous story. Human interest like you wouldn't believe. All right, the people list and the story from the Cape from John Harper up next on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Roundup. It's the Talk Radio Review. Hot hits this past week. The stories and the people is created every week by the research done at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all that good stuff. John Harper from WMEL in Florida is with us. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. Rick Jensen at WDEL, a cast of thousands here. Rich McFadden at the in the main studio, actually, at Radio America. And I'm the Dougster, Doug Steffen, on the air from now until the end of time. It was. I started. We had the radio day this week. Come on. All of you guys, all of us who are radio pros who've been in the business for a long time. Did you celebrate National Radio Day? I was on Facebook with some of my radio friends in Boston. It was a lot of fun, actually.
You know why I didn't?
Why?
Because everybody else seems to post like 30 radio stations that they've worked at.
Yeah,
I've worked at 2 or 3.
Yeah, no. Richie?
That is a badge of honor, man.
It is.
Not in the radio business, it's not.
No, it means you haven't been fired 29 times.
No, getting fired is a badge of honor. You've had to have hooked that trailer up to the back of the car.
All of us, I think, have. Well, John, you ever been fired from a station?
Yes, I have. Yeah, that's part of the story, too.
Victoria has been fired, I know, a number of times. Jensen, what about you?
I love the way he doesn't give me the opportunity to say I've been fired. I have been fired.
Yes, I know, yeah.
I've also resigned.
Yeah.
I think this is hilarious. It's hilarious. Like, no, I've been fired more than you. I'm better. No, I've been fired more than you. I'm better.
And so your story is. Yeah. What about you, Jensen? How many times have you been fired?
Six or eight times. I win.
There you go. Right. Yeah. No, you don't. Well, actually won because I've been on, and I don't know how many off. I know at the moment the list is about 416 stations that I'm on. But over the course of my career, whether I did local radio
Doug has been
or
dumped off of.
Oh, my God.
In this show?
Hundreds. Hundreds.
He got knocked off of one station in Mississippi for getting a massage on the air in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Doug, you don't make
I also got knocked off a station in North Carolina when I talked about Jesus having a prostitute. I remember that.
Good Lord.
All right,
well,
what did you start to say?
I can understand that.
Okay. What about it, Rick? You started to say something.
Oh, I was going to say, you don't measure your resume in pages. It's in gigabytes.
Well, I've been, because of the number of years I've been doing a syndicated morning program, and all the stuff I do is pretty much syndicated, although I've had nice jobs and nice radio stations and good markets, the fact that I'm known to be on the air nationally, at one point, I think we did the research, Richie, and I think I talked about it. I wasn't here Bob came up with 1,486 stations over the course of my career.
Nice. That's so amazing. So well done, anyway, sir. Well done. Happy Radio Day to you, Doug.
Happy Radio Day, right.
Love Radio Day. I should have posted this new amazing picture of my cat being interviewed by me with my new Zoom mini recorder.
Really?
The one that I took to Ireland with me, Doug.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Yeah, you should have posted that. Absolutely.
Yes,
by the way, just to recycle that silly story about the guy who, you know, who's the deep state cover guy. Jensen had a great comeback, but he didn't get his connection was... Go ahead, tell us what you thought of when you heard that story.
I saw this guy,
the CEO
of Overstock.com, coming out to the government and saying he was a deep state operative.
Right.
Patrick Byrne. I saw this guy, and I was immediately reminded of the guy who used to host the Gong Show, Chuck Barris, who said, yeah, I was an assassin for the CIA. And I thought, wow, it's the same kind of guy. Victoria asked, why do we believe this guy? And I'm asking the same question.
Well, Barris was a lunatic. Maybe this guy is, too. But Barris also clever.
Barris was also a genius.
That's what I said. He's a lunatic, but he's so clever. He created some great television programs. Just passed away this past year. But he was, man, even to look at him, he was a lunatic.
He was a musician. He wrote so many game show songs and songs.
Yep.
He's got
he did.
Brilliant.
Yep, he did. All right, I promise John is going to tell us a story about the real Rocket City. We'll get to that in a matter of moments here. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review at 28 past the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is out of the country to the G7 Economic Summit in France. Before he left, he spoke out on the China trade battle escalation that led to a big sell-off in financial markets.
China's been hurting our country for 30 years with the money they've been taking out. Other presidents should have done something about it, and they should have done it a long time ago, whether it was Clinton or Bush or Obama, any of them. They should have done something about it.
During a busy Friday on Twitter, the president renewed his attacks on the man he appointed to chair the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, who is now not dropping interest rates the way the president would like.
Do I want him to resign? Let me put it this way. If he did, I wouldn't stop him.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 623, the S&P 500 down 75, and the NASDAQ down 239. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s.
But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Roundup on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Rich McFadden from Radio America, and John Harper here from the Space Coast with a story behind Rocket City. Rocket City, there was, this is one of those stories that's sort of just below the surface of the top 10. And yet, for me, and I think a lot of other people who are fascinated by space exploration, astronauts, space. And that sort of thing, the final go ahead, Victoria.
Frontier.
Thank you.
These are the voyages. I do watch it, yeah.
Oh, it's a great show. So NASA has chosen the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, to lead the development. This is nothing new, John. They've developed a lot of rockets that have been used in the space program, have they not?
Yeah, they have over the years, Doug, and you're right. It's really nothing new other than the fact that it's a new rocket that they will be working on. But nonetheless, here at the Kennedy Space Center on the Space Coast of Florida, the Vehicle Assembly Building, or the VAB, is the tallest building here in the state of Florida, and it's 525 feet, I believe, tall, home to some of the most storied programs that NASA's had over the decades, going way back to the early days of the space shuttle, the Apollo era. Of course, we all remember that. We just went through the anniversary of Apollo 11. Well, now Northrop Grumman is going to be the first commercial company to build at the Kennedy Space Center Vehicle Assembly Building. And that really was big news here on the Space Coast and in the space industry. They're going to be building, Doug, the new Omega A. That's the rocket that Northrop Grumman will be building in the VAB, and they're modifying also the Mobile Launcher Platform. Those are the platforms that carry the rockets from the vehicle assembly building out to the launch pad, and they're modifying that as well. So this is big news here on the Space Coast, the fact that Northrop Grumman, for the first time, the first company to be able to use the vehicle assembly building, and this is expected to be done by late next year, 2020, and rockets will be launched with that new Omega A starting the early part of 2021. So big news indeed here on the Space Coast.
Well, one of the things that I always like having you on board for are things like this. You know that I'm a big fan of the space program. The administrator, Jim Bridenstine, or Stein, I've forgotten which way to pronounce his name, the announcement this week about Marshall and what they're going to do to build or design the rocket, there was an ambiguity in the statement, and people were asking, what you're going to use $20 billion to build another platform we're going to be launching? Because there was no clarification. This guy did a lousy job in making the presentation, and I didn't know what the story was till I called you and Honeycutt to find out what's the deal here. They're going to, why would they build another rocket launch pad when they've got Florida? You know, the government's been known to do dumber things than that. So I just wanted to clarify, and that's
That's true. They have done dumber things, but you're absolutely right. A lot of people got freaked when they first heard that story, thinking the same thing, Doug, as what you just mentioned. But no, everything will be done back here at the Kennedy Space Center. It's just that the construction of the new rocket will take place there in Alabama, and the rest of it will be done here at the Kennedy Space Center.
Yep. Okay. So that's that update on that. Let's go back to the story list here. Number 8 on the list, the countdown list, or at least the list from Talkers Magazine that used in the countdown and on our review, is a focus on Israel and Jewish loyalty and all of this nonsense created by headline grabbers, Miss Omar, and is it Talabi? I never pronounced her name right yet. I don't
know. Tlaib.
Tlaib. Okay. So what's the takeaway, Victoria, from this?
Well, the takeaway is a little bit complicated, I think. Nobody wins. Nobody wins here. A certain grandmother, Palestinian grandmother, loses out because she doesn't get to see her granddaughter. And nobody wins at all. President Trump continues to demonize the squad fairly effectively, I think. He's trying to portray the entire Democratic Party as part of the squad, which is clearly not true. But he's an effective communicator, so we'll see whether that works. At the moment, I don't think it is working, but he will continue it. But I think that the bigger story here really is his Jewish loyalty remarks, which have been very offensive to many American Jews, because it is perpetuating an historical trope that Jews have a dual loyalty. And I think President Trump is quite angry that the vast majority of American Jews do not vote Republican, although some do. I think he's hoping to make this a part of his election campaign. I'm not sure that this one is going to be a very effective part of his election campaign, and I suspect that he will drop it, and it's going to be a sort of storm in a teacup thing, because being angry at somebody doesn't get them to vote for you. So it's maybe for his base.
Help me understand something. You know, if conservatives are all the pro-Israel group, and Jewish Americans
generally vote
Democrat, I don't get that. Why would
government of Israel?
Yeah, having traveled to Israel, I have friends who live in Israel, and Israel itself is it's outside of Jerusalem. It's not a very religious state, and you know, as a matter of fact, this is
Ethnic state. It's an ethnic.
It is
reality.
Yes,
that's what it is.
And in fact, Tel Aviv and Haifa are very, very progressive cities. As a matter of fact, what's really missing from this whole thing is the fact that the organization MIFTA, that actually organized this group has made some very, very, you know, horrible anti-Semitic statements. You know, things like the old, what they say about the Jews actually use Christian blood in services and things like that. Pretty nasty things that that they have said. And this is the group that actually sponsored and organized this trip for Tlaib and Omar to go there. And I wonder, you know, how can these Democrats who are liberals support this sort of thing when you actually have gay Palestinians who've gone to Israel and lived in Tel Aviv and Haifa because they're very, very gay friendly, and Palestinian territory is not gay friendly?
Death
There's so
to
much
gays.
More.
It's death.
I'm wondering, I'm wondering, how can they actually support this sort of thing when they're supposed to be liberals and supporting the LGBTQ movement and everything?
Well, those are good questions. Not sure there's any real answer. I thought your point, though, about the two who are members of the squad that are over there, they're grandstanding headline grabbers. I think they're two of the phoniest politicians that exist.
I think the Democratic Party is kowtowing to the squad. If you look at the...
I think some of the moderates are getting nervous. Don't you read into that?
I think some of the moderates are... feel that members of the squad are in it for what they can get.
Thank you.
Yes,
that's exactly what they're in, and that's exactly what they are in it for. They're in it for themselves, and I think that there maybe people
the
are
moderates
seeing it,
better take
know,
control but. Back because right now it makes it look like the whole party is swinging wildly left. And if they don't get control,
except that Joe Biden still shows up on top of the preferential polls of who Democrats would like to see as a presidential candidate. So.
But there's an interesting piece with that that I'm seeing in the polls, which is that the enthusiasm is not there for Joe.
No. Well, he's
except in Delaware. In Delaware loves Joe.
Of course they do. All right, that's number four, the 2020 presidential race. We come back, the purchase of Greenland. Who thinks that's a good idea? Raise your hand.
No, I love the latest. If you haven't heard the latest on this, it's a doozy.
Yeah, it is. And I also want to spend a minute talking about sports talk radio. We haven't had much focus on sports talk radio lately, the gambling issue and where that's all going. First, a reminder about how to get a good night's rest. Very important for all of us, no matter what our pursuit in life, what we do for a living. When we wake up in the morning to go to our pursuit, to our job, to our work, we really better feel our best or you will not be productive. And you won't enjoy your life. You won't enjoy your work. Nothing worse than waking up feeling worse than you did when you went to bed, as far as being tired is concerned. In comes Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, to fix all that kind of... And you know what I mean. He's riding to your rescue with MyPillow pillows and all the other things that go with... Like, for example, the MyPillow, all these products, one of them... that I like, frankly, is the body pillow. And I paid $89 for mine. I'm not too happy about that because right now I could buy the same thing for $29. Radio promo DJV gets you the $89 body pillow for $29. Pillow. It's a pillow. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So do yourself a favor. Buy all that you need right now. Discounts from 50 to 65%. Including the body pillow, enter promo code DJV when you go to mypillow.com. People list, according to Talkers Magazine this week, these are the top 10, the people, the focus on 10 or more, actually. They're at number 10, Sean Spicer, who's on the surface because of his appearance this season on Dancing with the Stars. Rudy Giuliani, who's always out there yapping, number 9. A couple of members of the squad at number 8. Wayne LaPierre at number 7. Manny Fredrickson at number 6. Anthony Scaramucci at 5. The various candidates running for the Democratic nomination, number 4 and number 3. And the premier of China, because if you didn't know, China hit back at the U.S. this week with tariffs on $75 billion worth of imports, mostly foodstuffs that they were getting from the United States. Number one on the people list, you guessed it, you know, Donald Trump. The Donald is number one on our list, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. You'll find that list at talkers.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Peripheral artery disease, or PAD, is a circulatory problem in which narrowed arteries reduce blood flow to your limbs, usually your legs. The most common symptom people with PAD experience is leg cramps.
Atherosclerosis is a systemic problem, so it can happen in the heart just like it can happen in the legs and vice versa. So patients who have it have similar risk factors, and they can be at risk for heart disease as well.
When it comes to treating PAD, Dr. Randall DiMartino says it starts with a lot of the same advice to prevent heart attacks.
Typically, one of the first things we'll talk to patients about is if they're smoking, they should stop smoking. If they're not on an aspirin, they should be on an aspirin, mostly because of the benefit of reducing the risk of heart attack or strokes in the future, because we know that they have blockages elsewhere in their body if they have blockages in their legs. And statins are also effective therapy in terms of reducing cholesterol.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
So have you ever heard it said that you don't really realize what you have until it's gone? I saw a picture of myself from over a year ago on social media, and seeing the progress that I've made felt great. I'm Phil, and I'm achieving my goals of losing weight and improving my health with Calitrin. I've lost 60 pounds, and it's helping me sleep better at night. Calitrin, it's science-based with 20 years of results, a safe, natural, and healthy way to lose weight without caffeine or stimulants. It's actually good for you. It gives your body back what it needs, and you're losing weight at a slow, steady pace, so you actually keep the weight off that you do lose. And the best part is, you enjoy all of the same foods you've always loved with your family and friends. And Calitrin, it doesn't interfere with any medications. Now, if you've got any questions about the product at all, you can call my friends there. They have live representatives who answer the phone, and they're always happy to talk with you. It's 833-TOP-LOSS or online at TopLoss.com. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
On the story side of the Talk Radio Countdown, the list at talkers.com shows the following names, and actually the issues that are attached to them. Sean Spicer on Dancing with the Stars, number 10. Google and Facebook being accused of political bias, number 9. Israel and the ladies over there from the squad, plus Trump's Jewish loyalty remarks, number 8. Race relations, i.e. immigration stuff, number 7. Gun legislation and the NRA, number 6. The president talks about buying Greenland. The presidential race, number 4. Wondering about whether we're going to create a recession here, number 3. Protesting in Hong Kong. Lots of folks are worked up about that, including the people that live there. And basically, number 1, the relationship between China and the U.S., especially when it comes to the trade war. That's it. That's the overview of the top stories, according to the list, the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Let's buy Greenland. That's been, that's a member of the, what was the old expression, 89 or 49-30 or fight? We're buying the Louisiana Purchase. That was the
No. It's right. Changed. It's not let's buy Greenland anymore. It's let's trade Greenland for Puerto Rico.
Oh,
Trump, maybe we should trade Puerto Rico for Greenland.
Give the Danish Puerto Rico.
And that's the funniest thing about it is Puerto Ricans are like, okay.
Yeah, right.
Sure. Yeah, it wouldn't be bad to be with Denmark.
Yeah. So they're making like these podcasters in Puerto Rico are making like these Danish preparation kits that has like books on how to speak in the languages and some of the traditions. So they're all learning how to be Danish now.
And they're bringing Cinnabon to Puerto Rico so they can specialize in Danish pastries.
Really?
Cinnabon. You know, it was one of the reasons that I decided to go for my citizenship.
That's a great reason.
Good to know. All right, sports talk radio and gambling. There is so much of this going on all over the country. You got a talk station down in Palm Beach County doing any gambling spots that a lot of people want to promote gambling. I think you'll hear the commercials all over the place because it's going to be big business. What do you guys think?
Yeah, at the moment, Doug, down here in Florida, there's nothing like that going on, but I understand it's going to be happening starting today, if I'm not mistaken, in Philadelphia, right?
Yes. Yep, it is. WDAS in Philadelphia. They're going to start today with a daily ticket. It's a sports betting program. That's all they do is talk about betting and where to put your money.
Wow.
And right? Let's do one of those shows, Richie. What do you say?
Somebody's going to make a lot of money. I know that.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Thanks to all, as usual, Victoria, your very important contributor, John Harper, Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden. Thank you for being here. Talk Radio Review, 10 before the hour.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty. Brains and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time here, with a focus on the top five items from this past week in terms of technology and the news of the world of technology. So here's Victoria Keelan to update us on the top five, starting with a big bet that's been made by one of the big box stores.
Mm-hmm. IKEA has, they are betting big on smart home products. And they've been kind of dipping their toe in the water with little things like some light bulbs that are smart light bulbs and things like that that are connected to apps. But now they're going all in. And so they are heavily investing in the new IKEA Home Smart business unit with, essentially they have a whole new portfolio of smart devices that are going to be released next year. They have 780 million shoppers per year at IKEA stores. That is unbelievable. So they have almost a billion people that they can sell these smart home
worldwide
products.
Worldwide store, are they not?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Worldwide, yep. Yeah. And so this is also a wake-up call to smart home companies like Google and Amazon. IKEA has much better style and usually much better prices. So this is not great news for Google and Amazon. They both have their own smart home division. And IKEA says, this is the biggest new business we're establishing since the introduction of Children's IKEA. Well, Children's IKEA was such a huge step forward for IKEA. Every classroom, you know, if you go to any daycare center, IKEA furniture outfits all of it. Plus, kids at home, too. So it's a huge business. They expect 830 million smart home devices by the end of this year will be in homes. And then that doubles to 1.6 billion by 2023. So that's a smart bet, I think, that IKEA is making for sure.
Smart bet. Number four, Netflix has a bet on a new TV app, yeah?
Well, Netflix is really trying to keep people on their platform, and so now they have a new update to the TV app that gives you, it's called the latest section, and it'll be a list of movies and TV shows and new seasons of TV shows that you may have seen before or maybe new ones that you might be interested in, and so it's giving you all the updates of when those will be released. It's actually a good idea, because I also find that the more stuff that gets added on Netflix, it's harder to keep track of when new seasons of things come out. So this is going to be kind of like a little preview section, and most of the time people look at the new release section or trending, and now this will be an all-encompassing section called Latest. So I think it's a good move.
Good move. All right, number three, working our way to number one. It puts a number of these outfits together, eBay, Instagram, and Shopify, which have been doing business in the name of Jeffrey Epstein. What's going on there?
Well, the Jeffrey Epstein thing is just, this is the most distasteful thing, but it is real and it's happening. So T-shirts and other merchandise inspired by the convicted sex criminal, now dead, Jeffrey Epstein. So all of the sales of this merchandise is now challenging some of these online platforms' moderation policies. And some eBay listings have T-shirts depicting a painting of Bill Clinton wearing a blue dress and red heels. That painting actually was hanging in Jeffrey Epstein's New York City apartment. And so now those T-shirts have started to sell. There's conspiracy theories, the Clinton body count and hashtag, all kinds of stuff like that. And so eBay took them down. Shopify has also dropped anything related to Epstein, and Amazon still has some stuff up there, but they're saying technically, because it's a third-party seller, it doesn't really violate their terms of service, so we'll see where that goes, but talk about distasteful, it's just really gross.
Ugly. Number two, here's a way for you to save big. Those of you going to school need textbooks.
Yeah, people spend on average $400, well, college students and graduate students, $400 per semester on textbooks. And so there are some websites now that are coming forward with some really great deals. Pearson.com has 1,500 of their textbooks that are now offered electronically, which saves you a lot of money rather than buying a hardcover book. And if you prefer the physical textbook, you can actually rent them for about $60. They have partnered with 700 colleges. So if you have a student that's away, make sure they check out the Pearson agreement and see if their student or their college is participating. It's a great deal. Chegg Books, that's Chegg with two G's, they have up to 90% off campus bookstore prices on theirs, and you can rent textbooks. Amazon lets you rent textbooks as well. And then Thrift Books is another great website where you can get really big discounts on textbooks.
Really big discounts. Number one this week of the top five tech stories, Victoria.
Walmart is suing Tesla over their busted solar panels. Now, Tesla bought this company called SolarCity back in 2016, but Walmart says that the solar panels sparked fires at least 7 different Walmart locations, and they have 240 of different stores that have these panels. Not great news for Tesla. They just tried this week to relaunch their solar panel business, so kind of a big dent in their business right now.
All right, good job. There they are, the top five technology stories of this past week, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.